Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
The results for the half year are in line with expectations, but they really mark a milestone period for the business post the acquisition that we made of Early Birds back in May and a number of other elements that are working towards our refreshed growth strategy that we launched last year. Some of the highlights that we enjoyed in the first half include the signature of a number of new contracts, namely Joules in the UK, a very large telco provider out in Europe, and also a very large drinks manufacturer that has an exciting way of using personalization technology to help sell more product through third-party distribution networks, which is really quite an interesting model. We've also signed a number of multi-year renewals over the period. So we signed 11 in the first half, and we've continued some momentum into the second half of this year. What that means is it's a long-term commitment from key companies that they're going to stick with us, not just for the foreseeable, but for the long term. So a lot of what we've been doing in the half year around customer enablement, around customer success, around innovation, have started to really bear fruits for us. And that has led us to a relatively strong performance over the period. Our revenues increased 7% to 9 million. Our gross profit increased by 35% to 6.6 million. And our adjusted EBITDA profit was around £300,000. Significantly, our annual recurring revenue has increased to just under £90 million. Early Birds was a very exciting opportunity for our business and has added some really strong transformational capabilities for the organisation. And it's moved us from a position of being a credible participant in our space into an active leader in our space. It's brought us real innovation as a business. It's allowed us to move very aggressively into the world of artificial intelligence, or specifically machine learning for personalization. We now have a capability of algorithm orchestration, which allows businesses to work with their own algorithms, our algorithms, or third-party algorithms to produce fantastic results for personalized customer experiences. It's allowed us to include a new form of data, namely real-time data, and that allows us to generate really specific experiences for individual consumers looking at what they've done offline and what they're doing in real time to give them the best possible journey. We have a very strong foothold in France now, not only a great reputation, but also a large number of new customers that will act as a springboard for further growth in that area. But the most important feature for us is actually enabling us to speed up our cadence of innovation, because we have a new underlying data architecture, an API connectivity layer that allows us to bring new features to market much more rapidly. So the teams have come together beautifully. Culturally, it's a great fit, but also we've generated one executive team, one set of KPIs. We're already all on the same systems, so the company is collaborating as a single organization, and we've brought our first unified products to market too. So we have built a very strong pipeline as a result of this integration, both in our existing customer base, as well as a number of net new opportunities outside of the core French market where Early Birds was originally trading. So having built that pipeline, we expect some strong performance in the second half as those deals start to close. We launched our refreshed growth strategy to the market in February of this year, in line with our full year numbers for FY18. And we highlighted in there a key focus on customer success, customer engagement, ensuring that our customers are as content with their service as possible, because that provides us with the platform for further revenue, further growth. Obviously, strong customer advocacy also helps us to win new customers. To help us meet those customer objectives, we've strengthened our leadership team, and we've been joined by David Newbury as our new Chief Customer Officer. It's the first time we've had a role of that nature in our business, and that helps us to unify everything from marketing through the customer and service delivery journey right the way to customer support and customer success. So we have one owner enabling us to keep a continuous eye and a data-led approach to our customer experience. And that has really helped us to drive some significant impact both on retention activities as well as on our net promoter score, which we monitor very closely. We've also been joined by John Stevens, who joined us from EY Seren, where he led their customer experience practice. And John joined us to lead an advisory capability that helps us to add more value to our customers. So alongside our fabulous product and our diligent attention, we now have advice to provide that will make them yet more successful with our products. And moving into this second half, we've recently been joined by Roger Brown as our Chief Product Officer. Roger's role is to help us stay ahead of our competition, to design products and capabilities that are not responding to the Henry Ford question of, what would you like? I'd like a faster horse, but responding to the, we think you need this because this is the way the world is moving. So we're addressing key issues around data, around customer privacy, around user experience, around data visualization, around, of course, the application of algorithms and artificial intelligence. How can we bring these together to build a product and a series of releases that push us further and further ahead of our competition? So as we laid out at our full year numbers, we are focusing on enabling the partner channel. For the first time, we've survived as a business without truly engaging very influential organizations that could help us grow. The ultimate goal is if we work closely in collaboration with partners, our customers will have better results and we're all feeling better about that. We've just been joined by Richard, who joins us from a number of technology vendors in our space. He has a great contact base and he's helped us to establish some early foundational relationships with significant players, both from a technology side, the systems integrator and agency side. He's also helping us to establish much closer ties with the big e-commerce platforms that have limited capabilities in our area and where it's absolutely clear we can add value to their service and drive better value for our customers together. The challenges in the retail high streets have been well documented. I think it's important to note that only around 24% of our customers have a retail store footprint, and many of those are exceptional retailers that are having very strong results at this current time. And a number of the challenges that retailers face in the UK are not being faced by retail in the rest of the world. So we're confident we're going to meet market expectations in this financial year, and we see a very strong growth potential into 2020 and beyond. As you know, we've mapped out our fundamentals for success. It's a very clear roadmap for execution over this period. We've continued our strong progress in the first half into the second half. We've already signed a number of organizations, including Helly Hansen and Gallery Lafayette, for search and merchandising programs, which is exciting. And we've also continued to sign a number of additional multi-year renewals, again, highlighting the stickiness of our capability and the commitment that our customers are showing us for the future. So we're very excited about the second half of this year, but more significantly into 2020 and seeing how all of the innovation and this very strong team and this very powerful customer sentiment can combine to create a truly successful business through into 2020 and beyond.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.